bright palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas, it's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast, with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more, here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.
Lynn Botel needs little introduction to those of you who love country music. She's recorded and released countless albums and singles, a multiple Golden Guitar Award winner, one of the directors of the Academy of Country Music, which shapes the next generation of musical talent from all around Australia, and now, or has always been, a lover of Leonard Cohen. She's all set to star in Monsieur Camembert's Leonard Cohen Show, coming up at the State Theatre, and she joins us now on the phone. Most people would recognise you from the country music scene here in Australia, where you're a much loved and accomplished living legend, and I say that with all sincerity. So what inspired you to collaborate with a gypsy klezmer improvised jazz fusion big band like Monsieur Camembert?
Oh, that's so funny. Look, I grew up listening to jazz music and country music. I love Ella Fitzgerald, for example, and as a kid I would put on that record, and then I would put on Dolly Parton, and I've just always been quite eclectic in that way. Leonard Cohen is an absolute, or was I should say, an absolute poet. And I was kind of always inspired by his lyrics, and not so much his vocals. He's beautiful, but it's kind of like that. I was just more intrigued by what he had to say than what he was singing, if that makes sense. So, and then you hear other versions of his songs by other singers and you think, oh, wow, you know, there's a different melody and a different approach. So I've always been intrigued by his music, and I really love his son stuff too. You know, Adam's awesome. So I just kind of, you know, I've always been on the outskirts listening to him, and I'm good mates with Yaron, who runs the beautiful and awesome and eclectic Quirks here on in the Hunter Valley in my part of the world. So when he said, would you be interested in doing it, I was like, oh my gosh, absolutely, because I just love trying new things. I think that getting involved with a mix of such incredible people as Abby Dobson and Timothy Bowen and Deborah Conway, I mean, good Lord. And I can't wait to hear and be a part of such a huge ensemble.
When you were growing up and you were listening to these Ella Fitzgeralds and then Dolly Parton, and then the lyrics of, and then sort of, you know, absorbing the lyricism of a Leonard Cohen, were you studying the greats? Is that what you were sort of doing?
I guess I was, but I didn't realise that was what I was doing. I had a lot of influence from older musicians. I was really lucky that when I was a kid, there were some really great musos around me, like Kevin Bennett, who his style of music, it's in country music, but it's kind of, you know, if country music was a town, he'd be on the outskirts. And you'd go through him to get there, or you'd go through the KB town on the way out of country music kind of vibe. So I would get all these brilliant suggestions from him, like Gillian Welch, for example. Have you listened to her music? And when I was 17, I'm like, who the heck is that? You know, and he'd be like, well, go and do this. Go and listen to her. And Patty Griffin, for example, too. And Cohen and Dylan are two of Kevin Bennett's absolute favourites. So I would often be getting references from him to go and have a listen. And when I was in a band called Bella in my 20s, a girl trio, with myself, Kate Ballantyne and Karen O'Shea, we actually recorded Bird on a Wire at this very studio where I'm at today, doing some recording myself and some mixing myself and my own stuff. We recorded that some 20 years ago, I think it might be, with Troy Cassidaley and Jimmy Barnes for Jimmy Barnes's Double Happiness album. And we were on that song many moons ago. So it's kind of left of center for country music, but it's only one step away is my point. And these greats that I listened to, I didn't really get it when I was younger, I must be honest. Like when you listen to Bird on a Wire in your mid-teens, I just don't think you really understand what he's trying to say, and you don't understand the complexity of his lyrics. But there's that poet in him that makes it work, and you can grab onto it and gravitate toward it. I don't think it's been until I hit my 40s that I truly started to get some insight to what he was saying in these lyrics. And, you know, it's quite deep, and some of it strikes me as a little bit sinister sometimes too. And I love that about it.
You know, people who work in music are often lovers of all music, and you seem to have that too, Lynn.
Look, and I believe that if you can open your ears up, all kinds of music that you may not necessarily gravitate toward can have something in it for you. I think that if music's done well, there can be something there for everyone. I mean, I was married to someone who loved EDM, and I've never quite caught on to that. I can't quite catch on to that, but I do love the, I guess, the emotion, the movement, the joy of it, and the sheer energy of it. I get that. But there's not very many forms of music that I can't find something to gravitate toward, because I think that that is the thing about music. It is a language that everyone can speak. And if you open your heart up to it and your mind up to it, and not worry about what anyone thinks, because I guess I had to learn that early because I loved country music. And you go to school and you say, oh, I sang a Dolly Parton song on the weekend. You know, kids aren't very forgiving of that kind of stuff. So you have to learn how to stand up for what you believe in if you're doing country music, in my opinion.
Just with regards to the upcoming performance, what's it like being on stage with such a large ensemble, particularly with respect to how it sounds while performing, and in your case, especially singing?
Okay, so I'm going to a rehearsal tomorrow, so I'm going to really feel that feeling, not just me and my guitar rehearsing in my room. I can't wait. When I've performed with orchestral arrangements before, and when I'm in those big situations, oh, you can really get lost for a second just absorbing it, you know. It's way beyond you. It's much bigger than you, and you're just a piece in the puzzle. And there's something truly wonderful about that. I think that a lot of the time singer-songwriters like myself, we kind of have to carry, we feel that we have to carry every part of that song, you know, that we're playing, because it's just us, it's just our voice, just the guitar, and we're just trying to get it across to everyone dynamically and emotionally. When you're in a big orchestral or a big arrangement situation, like I'm looking forward to at the State Theatre, whoa, that's not all on me, and I get to kind of feel like I'm part of something much larger. So I'm really looking forward to that.
And you've played at the State Theatre before?
No, I've been to the State Theatre. This will be my first time performing at the State Theatre. It's quite an honour. And to be honest, Tony, I've tried not to overthink it because it scares the shit out of me a little bit.
I'm sure you'll be absolutely fabulous on there. You've been a success in everything that you've touched so far, Lynn Botel. So we wish you all the best with the upcoming performance. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Just one final question. Can you let us know what Leonard Cohen songs you've chosen for the performance?
Yes, I will be singing Bird on a Wire, because that has a real connection for me because of recording it with Barnsley and Trocaster Daily, and I just love that song. And Light as the Breeze, I can't wait to do that one either. It's such a complex number and such a showstopper. So I'm really looking forward to both those pieces. And, of course, there's lots of ensemble pieces I'll be a part of too.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Triple ARIA award-winning Monsieur Camembert celebrates the life, music, words and 90th birthday of iconic Canadian poet-songwriter Leonard Cohen at the State Theatre. Their entirely original interpretations traverse styles including swing, jazz, tango and Latin, and feature Mexican harp, Mongolian throat singing, bouzouki, and more.
I'm your man.
Guests include Deborah Conway, Abby Dobson, Timothy James Bowen, Luke Escombe, Lynn Botel, Victor Valdez, Buku, plus many more in this all-star big band lineup. Saturday, the 21st of September. Tickets available online at statetheatre.com.au. Monsieur Camembert's Leonard Cohen Show, proud East Side sponsor. Everybody knows. Cha-cha-cha.
She stands before you naked. You can see it, you can taste it. She comes to you light as the breeze. And you can dream. It don't matter how you worship, as long as you're down on your knees. So I knelt there at the Delta, at the Alpha and the Omega, at the cradle of the river and the sea. And like a blessing come from heaven, for something a second, I was healed and my heart was at ease. Oh, baby, I've waited so long for your kiss, for something to happen. Oh, something like this.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.